Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Hands on Hard Hit, the last one of the 2021 season. My co-host, as always, is Clint. How are you? Clint?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good. We'll be talking about the Super Bowl and some of the hires that have happened already. And then we'll do the Super Bowl recap. Before we get started, tomorrow night, listen to us on blackoutradio.com/everythingpodcast for the unscripted wrestling show. We'll be doing the February 17th edition of Monday Night Raw in 1997. And then Saturday Unlimited for the Unlimited show with me, Daniel, and Doug. And then Sunday for the Scaredy Cats with Mindy and Daniel. And listen to our buddies at Thirsty Dudes, Boss Man and Smart every Wednesday night at 10:15 Eastern Time after AEW Dynamite. And then every Saturday for Hollywood Hangouts on Mr.com/Hollywood/Hangouts and Thirsty Dudes. I mean, Mr.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. Just do both those shows, and then we'll be back for NFL Hard Hits, maybe for NFL signings, maybe, if we have time, or recap the free agency and stuff, if you want to, it's kind of, I don't know, our schedule, so we'll figure that out. Do you want to recap the Super Bowl first, or do you want to go through the NFL hires?
What's up? Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So what were your thoughts on the Super Bowl?
That was a good game. Bengals really... stood up tough, especially once Odell Beckham went down. But they just let their foot off the gas. I mean, the Rams defense really clamped down in the second half, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, first half seemed like it was a slow game. I mean, Odell got hurt. He injured his knee, right? Before halftime?
Yeah, towards ACL.
Is it the same knee you tore his ACL before?
Yeah.
Ooh. And he was having a great game, too. He caught the first touchdown pass of the Super Bowl. It looked like he was on his way to having a great game, and then he went down. I was impressed with the Bengals. The first touchdown in the second half, so the referee didn't call that face mask call, which gave the Bengals the lead for most of the second half until the last 2 minutes where the Rams took the lead and never looked back after that. They won after that, but Bengals held their own. They held the Rams couldn't move the ball until that last drive. It was both defenses played great. Cooper Kupp came through in the clutch when they needed him. Same thing with Matthew Stafford. Joe Burrow and Stafford both went down with injuries, but they both toughed it out. I think Burrow, it was an MCL sprain, so... But he, it wasn't that serious, so he still played well. I thought it was going to be a high-scoring game, but both defenses played well. Did you question any of the calls that were made in that last drive?
Yeah, mainly like the Like you said, it was a very clean game throughout the whole game. I mean, major penalties were basically first one on the Bengals for that unsportsmanlike contact. Celebration after a pick, you know.
Yeah, and then face mask that wasn't called on T. Higgins. T. Higgins was the probably the best player out there until T. Higgins and Cooper Kupp were the two best players out there all game. T. Higgins was a monster out there. They shut down Jamar Chase. I wouldn't say he wasn't a factor, but he wasn't the dominant receiver he could have been because Ramsey was on him most of the game, right? I believe. Besides,
he squashed on the off.
And
he was something else. I said, Jalen Ramsey. Tell you the truth. Rams got lucky.
Yeah.
I don't want to say this.
He did.
If you look at the last play in the game, if it wasn't for Aaron Donald getting that spit set, or that pressure, the Rams would have lost the game because Ramsey got burnt by Jamal Chase.
Yeah, there was somebody open.
You call it now? No, it was Jamal Chase. Jamal Chase burnt him. He was wide open. But couldn't get the ball to him because of the pressure up front.
If Bro had more time and he saw Jamar Chase, Jamar Chase would probably caught that, and he would have probably been a touchdown. I saw that picture that Jamar Chase was open on the left side, I guess, or right side. However way you look at it. But the Bengals had that game. They were 2 minutes away from winning that game, and all they couldn't stop Cooper. That fourth down play, gave Cooper the sweep, and he got the fourth down. I mean, first down and fourth.
Yeah.
It was fourth down, right, isn't it?
It was like fourth and one. Fourth and two.
And they gave it to Cooper, and he ran it for a first down. He had, 5 yards. And then Cooper got a couple more catches, including the game-winning touchdown. I mean, there was some questionable calls. I'm not going to lie there. I mean, because they weren't calling it all game until the last drive. So it's are they trying to give this game to the Rams? Hmm. I mean, I would have preferred I was rooting for the Bengals, but my money was on the Rams, so it's I want the Rams to win because my money's on them, so. But, I thought the second half was better than the first half because it was more Odell going down changed. It would have been more of a double. Rams would have won more going away.
Odell going back, you definitely saw the momentum change a lot going towards the Bengals' way. But then again, the Rams' defense really clamped down or stepped up big time afterwards.
Yeah. And there was a missed catch by Tyler Boyd that would have gave them the first down and maybe even run out the clock more. And he just dropped it. That was on the drive before the last drive, I believe. Wasn't it? In the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If he had caught that, the Bengals probably run out the clock. And they probably win. Because the Rams weren't stopping the run like they were. They should have been. The Bengals were getting some yardage. They were getting some pretty good yardage in the runs. And they couldn't stop Joe Mixon because he was coming out of the backfield and catching balls too. And for a long while, I thought the Bengals were actually going to win until that last drive. I thought the Bengals were going to win. I really did. I really did think the Bengals were going to win that game. And they probably would have, as I said, if Boyd had caught that ball. But congratulations to the Rams. Well-played game by both teams. Somebody had to lose. I'm happy for Matthew Stafford. He got his ring. Aaron Donald, speaking of him, do you see him retiring?
I don't know. I mean, he got his ring. I think he should, but I don't know. I think the Rams can do it again. I mean, they have the pieces there to do it, run up back.
Running back.
Short.
I mean, and do they have to resign Odell, or is he under, is it a two-year deal?
Odell's a free agent.
Okay. You think he'll go back?
Who knows?
Yeah, because Robert Woods is coming back. I mean, can they afford him with Robert Woods coming back in ACL too? Odell injured his ACL late, so he might be out longer if they resign him. It should be interesting to see where all this, what the Rams do, what the Bengals do, who they resign. It's going to be a good offseason. But so overall, what were your thoughts on the 2021 NFL season, especially the new 18 games and the new playoff format?
I mean, I enjoyed it. From that, the playoff format, well, the new playoff format is nothing. It's the second year of the new format after this year. So the only difference is you had a Monday night instead of the two back triple headers. So that's a plus. You also had the doubleheader on Saturday, on the last week of the season. That was also good.
Yeah, I like the 18 games. Do you ever foresee them going to 19 or 20 or 18 is good?
No. 18 is good.
Yeah, I think 18 is good. It made for interesting games, especially in week 18, especially the seeding. It seems like, I mean, both number one seeds got eliminated in the divisional round. So does getting number one seed even matter now?
Oh.
I mean, it seems like it really didn't matter this year. I mean, obviously, it didn't matter this year with both Packers and Titans choked.
Yeah.
I mean, I think getting the number two seed is probably better. Go ahead.
No, I didn't say anything. I'm trying to deal with my nephew. It's not me.
Don't worry. I was going to say, I think you'll see more teams less aggressive in playing for that number one seed. If they get it, they get it. If they don't, I think they prefer to get number two because last couple seasons, besides the Chiefs last year, weren't the Chiefs, did the Chiefs get home field last year, number one seed?
Yeah, Chiefs were the number one seed.
But Tampa Bay wasn't because they started on the road. They were a wild card. They were a wild card team. So, besides last year, I think the last couple of years, this year there was no number one seed. There wasn't even number two seed because the Bengals weren't number two, and the Rams weren't number two either. So the top four seeds didn't even make the Super Bowl this year, or even the they didn't make the Super Bowl. The Chiefs made the conference championship game, which they obviously they choked. So it seems like seeds don't matter as much as it used to 10 years ago, because it matters on the matchup and it matters on who the hot team is, it seems like. But for me, I thought it was a great season overall. I didn't see the Rams winning from the beginning. I thought it was going to be the Chiefs. I forget who you chose, but I chose the Chiefs. I had the Chiefs winning the whole thing. I didn't even think the Rams, because the Rams were pretty average in the middle of the season, and then they turned it up. It was similar to the Buccaneers last year. Next year it's going to be in Arizona. Will the Arizona Cardinals get to the Super Bowl?
No.
I don't know. No.
I think the Arizona Cardinals are right now on paper. The situation between Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, there's a lot of drama going on in that trip. I think this is the next year to be the year when the whole home field getting to the Super Bowl finally either way.
And aren't they moving it to Texas from after next year?
Hmm?
They're moving to Texas, right? The Super Bowl?
No. No, they're not moving it to Texas. You talking about that Facebook post that everybody he was posting on Facebook? That was a ruse, yes.
I thought for a second that was real. But
the same post that everybody been posting just to get on Dallas, because Dallas hasn't won a playoff game in a while.
It was a great season. Looking forward to September for 2022 season. Before we get out of here, let's briefly go over the head coaching signing, new hires. Minnesota hired Kevin O'Connor. I don't know where he came from. He's the offensive coordinator from the Super Bowl champions, the LA Rams. So that's a good hire, I think. The Bears hired Matt. I can't pronounce his name, but he was the defensive coordinator. He's 51 years old. He was the Colts defensive coordinator under Frank Wright. The Giants hired Bills offensive coordinator Brian Davey. Right? He coached Josh Allen. He was the offensive coordinator there for the last couple of years. I think the Bills are going to miss him, but that's just me. But they'll be fine. Broncos hired Nathan Heckel. He was the offensive coordinator in Green Bay, Jacksonville, and the Buffalo Bills. As we know, Doug Peterson was hired in Jacksonville. Congratulations to him. Good hire. Josh McDaniels hired by the Vegas Raiders, which is a surprise to me because for years we all thought he was going to be the heir apparent to Bill Belichick. Mike McDaniel hired by the Miami Dolphins. He was the San Francisco offensive coordinator this past year, so and that's about it. That's it. Any of those names surprise you or no?
The only name that really surprised me is Houston, Lovie Smith.
Oh yeah,
no,
Houston,
I
hired Lovie Smith.
I think the only reason why I think, and to tell you the truth, is because the only reason why I say Houston and Lovie Smith is because of the whole backlash of this lawsuit going on with Brian Leftwich right now.
Yeah. And wasn't he the only African American hire?
He's the only like yeah. And to tell you the truth, with that, it's a lot of backlash going on. I believe after Brian Leftwich, like they say, after when the Giants hired, before the Giants hired off, announced they brought in Leftwich for a head coaching after the hire was officially announced, the Giants head coach.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad to see Lovie Smith back in the NFL. I mean, it's been a while. It's been a couple years. We'll see what he does in Houston. How long? I mean, hopefully Houston doesn't let him go after one season. Jeez. Before we leave, let's do some, maybe a few bold predictions. Where do you think Aaron Rodgers ends up? Oh, sorry.
I mean, I'm going to tell you too, I am not worried about predictions about next year. And so what, we can probably get together a little season afterwards.
Yeah.
But I want to end the season where it is right now.
That's fine. It was a good season overall. It's going to be an interesting offseason. We'll probably come back a couple weeks, a few months, maybe before the draft, after the draft, talk about the offseason. We'll get back together and see what happens with our Eagles, of course, and the rest of the league. Well, thank you, Clint, for coming on again, as always. It was a good season. Good talking football with you, as always.
Yeah, anytime, man.
Will you be on tomorrow night?
I'm not going to be on tomorrow night. I'm working
tomorrow night, so I'm
not going to be able to be on. Yeah.
All right. You won't be on.
I'm not going
to. I'll let them know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we'll see you. You'll be on next week, right? Maybe?
Maybe, I don't know.
Thanks, Clarence. Later.
Have a nice one.
Yeah, you too. Have a good night.